Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. The President will speak later on behalf of the Council in respect of the resolution just adopted, Resolution 2154. I would like to make a few comments, and I will begin. I will begin in Arabic and then switch to English. لقد اعتمد هذا القرار لتسليط الضوء للمرة الأولى على أولئك الأفراد الذين يعملون في الميدان وفي حالات خطرة تحت رعاية الأمم المتحدة وأظهروا بشجاعة منقطعة النظير وفي سبيل خدمة الإنسانية والأمم المتحدة. لقد سميت هذه الميدالية باسم النقيب مباي ديانغ رحمه الله الذي ضحى بحياته بعد أن أنقذ وحيداً وبشجاعة فريدة من نوعها مئات أو أكثر من المدنيين المهددين بالموت أيام الإبادة الجماعية في رواندا قبل 20 عاماً، وهو كان بلا شك بطل مميز، ويشرفنا أن نضع اسمه على هذه الميدالية. The resolution that we just adopted was adopted to shed light on those individuals who in the field and in dangerous situations demonstrate exceptional courage while serving humanity and the UN. It was named after Captain Mbaye Diang from Senegal, who sacrificed his life after rescuing on his own hundreds, even maybe 1,000 civilians who were threatened by certain death during the genocide against the Tutsis and moderate Hutus in Rwanda 20 years ago. He is a hero of the UN without equal, and it is an honor for us to place his name on this medal. Finally, I have been at the UN a long time. No one resigns at the UN for doing something wrong, and no one is recognized for doing something right. The Security Council, after 70 years, has recognized itself that we must acknowledge those UN and associated personnel who do extraordinary and amazing things on behalf of others. And I thank you.
Dallaire, who both tried, you know, stayed in Rwanda and also has since sort of blown the whistle on why things went as badly as they did.
Romeo Dallaire, General Romeo Dallaire, deserves the honor and respect of the entire international community. He was abandoned by the UN. He was abandoned by many of those who needed or whose support he needed. And he himself had behaved, together with many who stayed in UNAMIR, with a selfless devotion to do what they could in the most impossible circumstances. And for that, I think he deserves our admiration and respect. The modalities for the medal will be worked upon by the Secretariat in the next 6 months or so, and once they have been finalized, it will come into effect.
Okay. I remember your report on peacekeeping. Do you think much of which has been ignored? Do you think there's any chance of reviving it, especially holding, punishing the guilty?
There are issues that we have to deal with, yes, and that are still outstanding regarding the abuses in which, alas, still continue in UN peacekeeping. And I hope these efforts will continue in this regard. Yeah. Yes.
What sort of questions or what sort of information you'll be eliciting today from Mrs. Kach when she give her briefing to you in the closed chambers?
Akhi Talal, it's in the realm of speculation. I will enter the chamber now. I've already missed the beginning of her briefing, so I suspect she will report that we are still moving forward. We still, of course, have a number of issues remaining, and we hope that it will all be completed by the 30th of June. But I think there is also broad recognition that it doesn't maybe just end the 30th of June, but there will have to be something after that. Thank you. I'm already late for the...